Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif met Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz in Makkah during a two-day official visit on Friday. The meeting saw a constructive exchange of views on strengthening bilateral cooperation across political, economic, and security domains. According to a statement from the Prime Minister's office, the meeting reaffirmed strategic and fraternal ties between Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, with both leaders highlighting the importance of continuing their strong partnership. Premier Sharif extended heartfelt Eid greetings to His Majesty King Salman bin Abdulaziz and His Royal Highness Mohammed bin Salman, commending the kingdom's hospitality and exceptional service to Hajj pilgrims from around the world. The statement also extended sincere gratitude for the tremendous efforts of the custodian of the two holy mosques and the Crown Prince, who ensured a safe and spiritually fulfilling pilgrimage experience. The PM expressed appreciation for Saudi Arabia's proactive role in mitigating tensions between Pakistan and India. He commended the kingdom's steadfast commitment to promoting peace and stability in the region and beyond. Highlighting Pakistan's policy of responsible restraint in the face of Indian aggression, Prime Minister Sharif underscored that sustainable peace in South Asia can only be achieved through dialogue and cooperation. Prime Minister Sharif expressed satisfaction with the growing momentum of these partnerships and reiterated that both countries remain committed to elevating this strategic relationship to new heights. The two leaders agreed to further align their efforts with the shared vision of leadership and the aspirations of the brotherly people of both nations, the statement noted. The premier extended an invitation to the Crown Prince to visit Pakistan at his earliest convenience, which he accepted, reinforcing the mutual commitment to deepening the multifaceted ties between Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. The two also addressed the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. Both leaders stressed the need for the international community to fulfill its moral and legal obligations to end the suffering, and reiterated their unwavering support for a just and durable resolution to the Palestinian issue. They emphasized the importance of the Arab Peace Initiative and the relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions as the foundation for any lasting solution, the statement added. The Prime Minister was accompanied Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar, Chief of Army Staff Field Marshal Syed Asim Munir, Interior Minister Mohsen Naqvi, and Information Minister Atala Tarar.